When Texas Governor George W. Bush ran for president 4 years ago, he faced repeated challenges over his lack of experience in international affairs. For his campaign, Mr. Bush assembled a core group of foreign policy advisors, Richard Armitage, Condoleezza Rice, and Paul Wolfowitz. They dubbed themselves the Vulcans, after the Roman god of fire, conveying an image of power, toughness, resilience, and durability. After the election, each became an integral member of Mr. Bush's foreign policy team, along with Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Journalist James Mann has written a group biography of these six key presidential advisors. Rise of the Vulcans, The History of Bush's War Cabinet, is published by Viking. Mann described the shared vision that unites the Vulcans, despite occasional policy differences between members of the group.
The differences are there. Those are not in any way faked, and I don't mean to minimize them. But I do find that if you look at these six people against the spectrum of American foreign policy, against the whole political spectrum, or against foreign policy in the past, there are some underlying values that they all share. And I list these in the book. But one is certainly is an emphasis on military power. All of the people in the book, even those who might disagree on some policy issues, think military power is important. There's a reluctance to reach accommodations with other powers. This is they come from the wing of the Republican Party that was reluctant to enter into accommodations.
And also alliances, I think, is one of the things that you point out.
Right, and one other thing. I mean, they all share a very broad and expansive view of just what America's capabilities are. I tell in the book the story of the late 1980s when an author, Paul Kennedy, wrote the book The Rise and Fall of the Great Powers and suggested that America was in decline. And this is the wing of the Republican Party that thinks that America is not in decline and continues to take a very expansive view of American power.
With the fall of communism in 1989 and then the subsequent demise of the Soviet Union, how did that change the thinking among the members of this group about America's role in the world?
In some ways, it didn't. But after the Berlin Wall came down, the Pentagon began trying to figure out what should its military strategy be, what should its role be in the world. And there were about 2 years where Congress is pushing very hard to cut back on the defense budget. And on this one, again, there are many things in this book which are contrary to current image. On this, Colin Powell and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz were all working very hard together to come up with a new role for the American military, a new explanation of why the United States had its defense budget, its bases overseas. And this culminated in 1992 with a very famous incident in which the Pentagon, under Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz, produced a statement of America's strategy in the world, that the United States would remain for the foreseeable future the world's leading power.
Given the backgrounds of the Vulcans, was a second war with Iraq inevitable?
Some of the Vulcans had long histories of interest in Iraq, in dealing with Iraq. Several of them had, since the 90s, called for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. I describe in the book the Undersecretary of Defense, Deputy Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, had in the late 70s produced a seminal paper inside the Pentagon, very forward-looking, which talked about protecting against an Iraqi invasion of the oil fields of Kuwait and Saudi Arabia at a time when no one was thinking about that. The usual Pentagon fears were, what about a Soviet invasion of the oil fields? And Wolfowitz took it a step further. What's interesting about that, Leanne, is that if you think back to the late 1970s, this predates any Iraqi gassing of the Kurds or some of Saddam's worst human rights abuses. I mean, it shows that the interest in Iraq and what it might do with respect to oil goes back to way back to before any human rights abuses.
James Mann is the senior writer in residence at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. His book, Rise of the Vulcans, The History of Bush's War Cabinet, is published by Viking. James Mann, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
To hear an extended version of my interview with James Mann, including profiles of the Vulcans, please visit our website at npr.org.